Yeah, and it was Boris the Spider, and then Run Like an Antelope. No,
you don't want to say the artist some of those.
Oh, by The Who, and then by Phish.
Yep.
Okay. Should I just go with my next?
Yeah. Do you want to say what your radio show is called? Maybe.
Oh yeah, Fire on the Mountain.
Yep.
Kind of ties into current events too.
Leveling it does.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly 100% contained now, at least in Loveland.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Okay. So I think I'm going to burn out this awkwardness with some Neil Young, I guess. I think
that fits.
That should make it less awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, here goes.
December, drinking hot cider, I'd look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Bench of crabs, the bench at your sandals. Hot chata, look down your glasses at that aranciada. With lips and teeth to ask how my hot chatter, you'd still enjoy it with your foot on the side.
Pretty sweet. I saw them live September 3rd. Pretty awesome. Bread Rocks.
Fun. Yeah. And before that, what was before that? Heart of Gold by Neil Young.
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of tuned down the awkwardness, huh?
Yeah, I think it's
much less awkward.
Okay.
Much less.
So, I guess, I don't know, do you have a song you want to play next?
Yeah, I'm gonna play King's Crossing by Elliott Smith. It's one of my favorite Elliott Smith songs.
All right. I think I have a request now from Alex.
Oh?
For some Arlo Guthrie, so actually I'm going to see if we have any here. You know, that's it's too much work.
Bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Soylent Seed, Silly Freddy, always forgetting the man that you were supposed to be. If my words did glow with a blanket of pain that I can wrap up in, you got a hold of me now.
At Hody's as well, just north of here.
Just north, yeah, not up.
Not up, indeed. Although technically, because we're sitting below ground, it is up.
It sure is.
Oh.
I shouldn't, no, just don't, yeah.
Learn to love it.
Learn to love the chest-bearing shirt.
Mm-hmm. Do we have music?
I have something to talk about while I...
Yeah, do we?
Another song, huh?
So... If you guys were unaware, the Sustainability Fair is going on this weekend.
I forgot it.
You already forgot again. That was like 30 seconds ago. But yeah, the Sustainability Fair is going on right now downtown in Legacy Park. It's just, if you're going north on College, actually you have to park like somewhere around it. You can't park right there. There's not enough parking. But you should bike down there anyways because that's sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go learn about things you can do for Fort Collins to live a more sustainable lifestyle, eat local, grow, buy from local companies.
Right, and then next it was La Noyer.
Wow.
Hey.
Cool.
And so now I think Morgan has something to play.
Oh. I guess I do.
Yeah. What are you playing, Morgan?
We're going to listen to Take Pills by Panda Bear.
Yeah.
The name, it's misleading. It's not a bad song, I promise.
All right. Let's hear it.
Better not be.
No.
We're judging you right now.
It's
be
good.
Ready. So is the rest of our audience.
Should I play it?
Yes,
okay,
do it
wait,
now.
Okay, wait, now.
Take Pills, yeah, that's a pretty cool song. I hadn't heard that before. Yeah, so now I'm working the board right now. It's pretty exciting. Yeah, next up, we're going to play some Eels for you, a song called Railroad Man. I don't know if you guys haven't heard of Eels before. They're on a Shrek soundtrack, actually. Yeah, so I don't know, Shrek, what do you think of Shrek? It's kind of, I mean, there's like four of them now.
First one was decent.
Yeah, the first one was kind of fun, but they're, I don't know how I feel about Shrek the... I never even saw the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Two was... One was plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Two...
too much.
It was too much, and three was just overkill, and 3D... 3D just means you've lost it.
It's true.
Who was I talking about that with?
I don't know.
Was it you guys? No. I don't know. All right. Well, anyways, here's Railroad Man by Eels.
Try the best that he can to make his life add up to something good. But this engine no longer burns on wood, and I guess I may never understand. The times that I live in are not made for a railroad man. Whistle blows. Things are faster now. This train is just too slow, and I know I can walk along the tracks. It may take a little longer, but I'll know how to find my way back.
So, that was Eels again. Yeah, what do you guys think? I like that. Jeremy thinks he sounds like Bruce Springsteen.
A little bit. Like, more than the other song.
Yeah. My dad apparently thought that Gasoline Heart sounds like Bruce Springsteen. But, yeah, so that inspired us to play some Bruce Springsteen for you guys.
I don't know if I chose a good song, though.
I don't know. Have... You're under pressure right now. Oh my god. That
oh god. Oh god, no.
No, I don't.
I don't know. What do you guys say? Born to Run or Blinded by the Light?
Blinded by the Light. Most definitely.
Okay.
Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Wanted to have a little call-in, possibly, topic of discussion.
It's not going to work, but yeah.
It's going to work.
All right, after LIK or 1-888-212-5545.
Yeah, so if you have anything to say about the environment, what you've been doing lately to make a difference, please give us a call. While we wait for the phones to ring, what are some things you've done, Jeremy or Morgan?
I do bike a lot.
Yeah,
I was going to drive today.
Good for you.
But then environmentally, I bike now. It's because my mom took the car.
Let's be honest right now. No.
Well, I would have been... Well, I was late, but...
We were all
late. I wouldn't have been late if I had driven.
Yeah, but you saved a trip in the car, and that's what matters.
Hmm. Yeah, I did.
Do... No?
So...
We're lacking callers. You guys can do this. It's not that scary. In fact,
come on, some of you have been on the show before. It's not that hard.
You can handle it, really. I think so. Morgan, would you like to share a story of what you've done?
Rode my bike.
Yeah. Morgan rode her bike here as well. I did not, because I'm lame and live on the other side of town. Oh.
Oh my god.
We have a caller.
Oh my god.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Oh, all right. Who is this?
Oh, it's really quiet. You gotta.
We can't hear you. Wait.
I don't like no environment.
Nice, Drew.
I wanna burn all them trees.
No.
I don't know if that's such a good plan, burning trees. I feel like that's fairly counterproductive.
I like to take my automobile and turn it on and just push the gas down all the way.
Just run the engine.
Gas.
That's good. Yeah, I just put CO2s in the air. I feel like that would help our situation right now a lot.
Do you have nothing to talk about, Drew?
What the hell is CO2?
That's another good thing. That reminds me of what you can do. You can turn your car off at railroad tracks.
Well, represent, yo.
Alright.
Oh.
Did you just hang up?
Yep. Thanks for that wonderful call. Mm-hmm. But that's another good thing you can always do is not letting your car idle at railroad tracks or when you're, like, outside of a friend's house waiting for them to get ready. Wastes gas. Just turn it off. You know, you can still keep the radio on. That's my two cents. Do we have another song?
I think we'll have another caller.
We have another caller coming
waiting
in?
Waiting for the caller.
Oh, it's on the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, if you guys forgot the number already, it's 1-888-212-KLIK or 1-888-212-5545. Are you sure there's another caller? I don't know.
I'm waiting for the caller. She said she was going to call, but now she's not.
Now she's freaking out. We're so intimidating, you know. When you're in a gang, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. Compton, just sitting in the corner quietly. Mm-hmm. I need to work on saying, that's one of my flaws. Here's our caller.
Okay. There was a caller.
They hung up.
They hung up.
We're so threatening.
Yep, nothing's going on now.
Man, maybe we should just play another song mm-hmm. and wait for a caller. You guys, this is up to
you.
Come
on, whoever called. Come on, call again. That's just rude. That's just not
that
right.
That is offensive.
Come on.
In the meantime, let's turn on another song.
Mm-hmm. All right, I don't have anything ready.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, no, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that song. Okay, we'll give you another second to build up some courage, to grow a pair. Come on. All right. I bought them for you.
I am. You know I can't let you slide through my head. 'Cause why?
It was kind of like a badly placed fade out. It was kind of obvious, huh?
That's all right. It can be our secret. Except now that we've shared it, it's not a secret.
Yeah. Just us and the listeners. It's, don't tell anybody else about yep. the
Do you want to share what that song was, though, that you called
That was out? Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones.
It's a live version. How do you feel about playing live songs?
I don't like playing live songs on the radio. It just feels awkward. Sometimes it works.
Maybe we shouldn't throw things around the studio.
I don't know, I'm kind of...
Especially electronic
fidgety.
Things that are expensive.
It's a cell phone.
So you said there's a caller coming in?
There was, but now... I kind of figured...
Careful, don't break things.
I won't break anything. Alright, I'm gonna try something here.
Try, can you... Okay.
I'm gonna try the backwards way.
The backwards way. That's an interesting way to do it.
Nope. All right.
I feel like, can we have music on in the background
just
of
feels
us
wrong.
Talking? Something mellow. There's just a lot of silence. Morgan, do you want to talk
about
actually, something?
Yeah, actually, I can...
Well, Jeremy gets this figured out.
You can actually do that.
Hello's. Do we have anything? Oh, there's the rest of the song
See,
in the background.
Cool. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice that way when we're not talking, you have something to listen to. Mm-hmm. What else? We were talking about... Favorite foods. How do you guys feel about the coating on M&M's? The candy coating.
It's not
that
bad.
Is a topic.
It's
hot.
A horrible topic.
Topic of discussion.
Ah. Alright, one second. We forgot what happened.
We're having a little technical difficulties here in the studio.
This is really unprofessional.
Yeah, but. It's okay. We can talk about what straying away from the environmental topic, though I think it's a good one. If you have something to say about the environment, please feel free to call in. But if you have an opinion on the candy coating on M&M's, please call in about that as well. It seems to be quite controversial here in our little group. I'm personally a fan of the candy coating. You know, it was made so they don't melt in your hand. Although I think they still do.
I think they would.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, the sun has its powers. But how do you feel about candy coatings, Morgan? You don't like them.
I'm not a fan.
Would you like to elaborate?
You know, I can't explain it. I'm
getting some dial tones here because I'm trying to figure this out, how to do it backwards.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it.
I don't know how to do this backwards.
Yeah. I'm really questioning this idea.
Yeah, it's a little... But that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Jeremy. Keep trying to
go. What other candies? I'm not a fan of caramel. I think I'm one of the few.
Yeah.
So I don't like a lot of, you know, like Twix. It's
just a strange
texture.
The texture, is that it?
Yeah. It just gets stuck in your teeth.
Do you agree?
Yeah, a couple other people agree. Caramel is, it's just too strange. It gets stuck in your teeth.
If you have braces, it can...
Braces, exactly.
It's no good.
I never had braces, actually, though. Fun fact for you.
You know what else is gross? Laffy Taffy. That stuff's nasty.
They're okay if you're really craving, but they're kind of disgusting. They're pretty gross. What other candy is disgusting? I'd have to say my favorite candy, though, is Reese's Cups. Not Reese's Pieces.
Getting dial tones.
Yeah, well, maybe we should just play another song.
Yeah, that's... Are you working on that?
Yeah.
We're kind of stalling to be honest.
Just waiting for you. Do what you need to do.
But, yeah, what's your favorite candy, Morgan?
You know, I don't have a favorite. I try not to pick favorites,
Favorites and candies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of that. I do.
What's your favorite?
The Reese's. Reese's.
Cool.
Oh. Oh, according to some listeners, M&M's are just chocolate if they're lacking the candy coating.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, though?
Or
should you maybe just be eating Hershey's bars? Mm. Oh yeah, how do we feel about the insides? Should they have peanuts? Pretzels?
Yes. Yes and yes.
It really depends.
It really varies.
Depends on the mood.
Yeah. Well, if you really don't like the candy coating and you don't want the inside, you should just eat a chocolate bar. I think it's the bottom line.
Well, you know, maybe. You're right.
This is going to get awkward in a second. Yeah, I'm getting a cell phone call.
It's already pretty...
No. What are you doing? You can't answer your cell phone when you're on the air?
The call.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe we should just, turn up a song.
Yeah,
I think that's what we should do.
That's my vote.
All right.
I'm gonna stop talking now.